It is 2 minutes into the hour of 4 o'clock. Welcome to the crossover right here on your number one talk radio station. That is with me, Abigail, until the hour of 6 this afternoon. Evening, however you want to call it. Well, yes, until that time. So we will be together for the next 2 hours. And I will hand you over, that is from the hour of 6 to Hende, who will be with you guys on the Eagle Spot Zone from the hour of 6 to the hour of 8 tonight. Also, just apologies to, you know, how Tatena Luvanda's show just abruptly ended. Unfortunately, we experienced a technical issue. He couldn't continue being on air anymore. He couldn't even, you know, say his goodbyes and all that. So I just had to take over from this side. So apologies for that. Really, from the bottom of my heart. I hope you do accept, that apology. It was out of our control. Both me and Tatena Luvanda, there's nothing we could do. Hence the show just abruptly, ended. We all know how this, you know, technological things, you know how they are. Sometimes they will fail you. Sometimes they will show you flames and there is nothing you can do at all. And unfortunately, in this case as well, there was nothing we could do, apart from me taking over and, waiting until the hour of 4, where I officially be with you guys until the hour of 6 o'clock. So good afternoon to you. Good afternoon. Let me just thank Tatena Luvanda for being with you guys. That is from the hour of 1 right up until a few minutes to the hour of 4 where I was supposed to take over. I think that was like less than, you know, 18, 20 minutes that was left to the hour of 4. So yeah, thanks to him for being with you guys until that time, where the show abruptly came to an end. Still apologizing, apologies. So I hope you are having a great Sunday wherever you are tuned from. As we all know that today, is a public holiday. Yes. And because today is a public holiday, it is going to fall on tomorrow, Monday. So Monday is going to be a public holiday as well. So civil servants are not going to work tomorrow. It's not only civil servants. Let me just say majority of employees are not working tomorrow. Lucky them. Yeah. Unfortunately for us, the radio does not go on holidays. The radio does not go on public holidays or any other holidays. Unfortunately. So myself and Franz, we will be here tomorrow on our show, Sizuma, as usual. So no public holidays for us. But for those who are not going to work tomorrow, well, all the best. Do enjoy. Yes, that's the only thing that I can say to you. Do enjoy. And also please take care. Right. So before, we just take a look at what is Africa Day, just allow me, to do the norm, which is, you know, promoting, ourselves. We are a business. We sell products. That's how we make our money, the money that pays me. So I will start off with our e-paper, The Villager. If you haven't yet subscribed, do make sure that you subscribe. It's not a long process and it does not cost you any money at all. So, you have to subscribe. Like, honestly speaking, if you are not yet subscribed, you are really, really missing out. So The Villager is our e-paper. That provides, you know, summaries of business as well as economic news and, policy development in the country. So this is why I always urge you guys to, you know, subscribe so you can start receiving a free copy. You don't pay anything at all. You start receiving a free copy that is three times in the week, on Mondays, on Wednesdays, as well as on Fridays. So you get to read about, you know, business, economic, as well as policy development news. All right. And also we have our complimentary apps, which are Imba app and Eagle FM app. You know, the Imba app, I always, you know, put emphasis on the fact that we now live in a very technological era. So we can't be, you know, walking around with hymn books. All you have to do is just go on your smart device and install the Imba app. And also for our Eagle FM app, you know, it's very convenient in a case that you can listen to us anywhere, wherever you are. You can tune in and listen to us. And in a case where you probably missed a show, you can just go under podcasts and you will find, you know, that particular show right there waiting for you to listen to it. Yeah. And also we have our outside broadcasting van. In a case where you find yourself having an event and you'd like it to be broadcasted to a wider audience, we do have the numbers. We do have a wide audience. Don't hesitate to contact us for that particular service. That is our outside, broadcasting van. And there is a team that is, you know, available to come to you anytime, any day, wherever you are, to make sure that your event is live streamed on our platforms. So it is right here on radio as well as our social media platforms, right? And we can all agree that our social media remains the most active in the country. And if you don't agree, well, that has nothing to do with me. So this provides, you know, opportunities for you if you want to enhance your product or brand visibility. Because if there's a lot of people out there who, you know, follow us, who are aware of our media house, so that means it plays a big advantage to you as a product owner or as a brand owner to, you know, increase your visibility when you do business with us. So in a nutshell, that is us, Eagle FM. So if you are not yet subscribed to our e-paper, please do so. How do you do that? Save the following number, 081-204-144. That is 081-204-144. And once you have saved the number, well, you can save it the Villager newspaper. Yeah, I think you should save it as the Villager newspaper so that you don't forget the contact on your device. So once you have saved it, you go on your WhatsApp and then you send a message. You can just write the word, you know, subscribe. And after that, you just wait for a response that is going to let you know or notify you that you have been subscribed, and then voila, you start receiving a free copy on these particular days that I've mentioned, on Mondays, on Wednesdays, and Fridays. Yeah. So, and this now brings us to 10 past the hour 4. So today is a holiday. Today is Africa Day. Happy Africa Day to all of us, you know, Africans. And before I get to, you know, Africa Day, what it is, let me just wish happy birthday to everybody who is born today before I forget. It is a tradition that I started on the crossover, you know, just to wish everybody born every Sundays a happy birthday. Unfortunately, this is the only time that I can wish everybody happy birthday and they can understand me, right? If I could do it on Sizuma, I would definitely be doing it, you know, Mondays to Fridays, wishing everybody who is born on that particular day a lovely birthday. But unfortunately, not everybody can understand, to the language, where I, you know, present during Mondays to Fridays. So this is the only show that I have where I speak a common language that is understood by the masses. Hence, I came up, you know, with a tradition of making sure that I wish those born on that Sunday a happy birthday, you know, just to make them feel special, because it's their special day, and it only comes once in a year. It does not come twice, thrice, no. It only comes once in a year. And I always, you know, encourage them to enjoy it to the fullest. You know, make sure you have fun. If you have nobody to spoil you, make sure you spoil yourself, right? As long as you have the means to do that, please do that. Because this day only comes once, and that's it. So happy birthday to all of you guys celebrating your birthdays today. It's the 25th of May, and it is the last Sunday in the month of May as well. Yeah, it is the last Sunday. So come next Sunday, we will be in the sixth month of 2025. This year is really rushing. We don't know where it's rushing to, but it is rushing, to be honest. How are we already in, how are we almost already in June? 6 months. What have you done? Have you achieved most of the things you pictured achieving beginning of the year, by the middle of the year? Have you? Have you ticked a few things? I hope you have. And if you haven't, well, don't worry. You still have 6 more months from June to, you know, make up for lost time. Always remember that. Do not feel like, okay, you have failed or anything like that. You still have 6 more months, you know, to make up for lost time and achieve anything or everything that you'd like to achieve or tick off. Right? We will now go for a commercial break, an advert break. Advert break. Yeah. And I will see you on the other side, where we'll come just look at a bit of, you know, Africa Day. Where did it start? And this year's theme. Yeah? Don't go away. Stay tuned right here.
Onkundana ombwanawa kani hauto. Owa pumbwa oshimaliwa meendelelo. Ndele ouna oshiendiso. Ouna aniilonga ya pumbwa okufutwa. Ashike mboka ina onjodoe otaende kashona. Ngele onkalamwenyo otayi nyengana, otokesh otayi ningi ompu. Tu etela ohauto oye, eto pewa epresenda ya 45 dongushu yoshiendiso shoye. Mure ashike, uwe mintetiro 45. Ino pumbwa oka payslip nenge o statement ayombanga. Ohauto yoye ashike. Mona omula, oshimaliwa ethimbo weshi pumbwa. Tu dengera nena ko nora hamano imwe ne nora nora hamano heari hamano. Ano ko nora hamano imwe ne nora nora hamano heari hamano. Oshipulera ko otokesh.
Yes, and we continue. If you just tuned in, good afternoon to you. You are listening to The Crossover that is with me, Abigail, until the hour of 6 o'clock this afternoon. Yeah, it is late afternoon. So today is Africa Day, which was formerly African Freedom Day and also African Liberation Day. Yes, so that is what it was known by before it became Africa Day. So it is an annual commemoration of the foundation of the Organization of African Unity, which took place on the 25th of May in the year 1963. So it is celebrated in various countries on the African continent as well as around the world. So the organization was replaced by the African Union, that is on the 9th of July 2002. But the holiday continues to be celebrated on this very day, which is the 25th of May, right? If we didn't know how this day came about, I'm sure now we know, right? So it started off by, you know, the founding of the Organization of African Unity, which was started in the year 1963, on this very day, the 25th of May. And it is a day that is celebrated in various African countries, or maybe the whole continent of Africa, as well as around the world. So this organization, which is the Organization of African Unity, was replaced by the African Union, which is the AU, on the 9th of July 2002. But the holiday continues to be celebrated on the 5th of May, because they could have changed it, you know, to when the African Union was, you know, started on the 9th of July 2002. Yeah, we don't have thou in my language. So it is, you know, those are letters that I really struggle with, or we really struggle with as people from Zambezi. Yeah, thou. You have to practice to get to a point where you can comfortably, you know, say words that have TH in them. You know, 3,000, 2,000, 10,000. You really need to practice. Otherwise, you just, you know, go with the flow, like how majority of my people just, you know, pronounce thou. It's sao. So instead of saying 3,000, they say 3,000. We don't have TH. So instead of, you know, moving the celebration for Africa Day to the 9th of July 2002, you know, they just continued with celebrations of Africa Day, that is on the 25th of May. Right? So just to give a bit of background, is that the first Congress of Independent African States was held in Accra in Ghana on the 15th of April 1958. So it was convened by the Prime Minister of Ghana, then Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, and comprised representatives from countries such as Egypt, as the constituent parts of the United Arab Republic, Ethiopia, Liberia, Libya, Morocco, Sudan, Tunisia, and the Union of the People of Cameroon, and the host country itself, which was Ghana. So the Union of South Africa was not invited. And the conference showcased progress of liberation movements on the African continent, in addition to, you know, symbolizing the determination of the people of Africa to free themselves from foreign domination and exploitation. Although the Pan-African Congress had been working towards similar goals since its foundation in the 1900s, in 1900, to be specific, well, this was the first time such a meeting had taken place on African soil. So this conference called for the founding of an African Freedom Day, you know, a day to mark each year the onward progress of the liberation movement and to symbolize the determination of the people of Africa to free themselves from foreign domination as well as exploitation. So the conference was notable in that it laid the basis for the subsequent meetings of African heads of state and government during the Casablanca Group and the Monrovia Group era until the formation of the Organization of African Unity, which was also known in short as the OAU in 1963. So in a nutshell, this is just a little bit of background when it comes to, you know, how this day came about, the Africa Day came about, right? So I hope we are informed and we are just not celebrating a holiday that we know nothing about. We need to know why is there a holiday called Africa Day? And why is it celebrated on this particular day? In this case, the 25th of May, you know, of each year. Yeah? Okay. So happy Africa Day to everybody. Happy Africa Day. I'm happy for those who are not going to school, school tomorrow. In fact, school kids and teachers are not going anywhere the whole of next, this week. Yeah. My week usually starts on a Sunday. So today is a new week. So that means this whole new week, students and teachers, they are not going to school. So employees are only going to work on Tuesday and Friday this week. That's it. Tomorrow, Monday, they are off. They will go to work on Tuesday. Wednesday, they are off. Thursday, they are off. They will only go to work on Friday. That's if they didn't put in leave. I'm pretty sure most people have put in leave, you know, just to try and rest, like the whole week, resting. Wow. It is now 22 minutes into the hour of 4 o'clock. And, today we are going to talk about self-confidence. That is what we are talking about today. So as we get into the new week, I know most of us won't be doing much this week. So probably it's not even the right Sunday, to be talking about self-confidence into the new week, because this week, everybody will just be relaxing, you know, at home, and others, they have traveled, you know, to go visit family members, to go visit parents, or just go on holiday. So, but yeah, that is what we are going to talk about, you know, self-confidence. We are going to have a discussion on the building blocks of self-confidence and also exploring one's power of positive self-talk, you know, dealing with setbacks when you face setbacks, as well as taking confident action. Because we all know that I always preach, I'll use the word preach, because it is something that I usually mention most of the time on the crossover, is the importance of a positive self-talk. You know, having conversation about yourself with yourself that are positive, not negative at all. So this is what we are going to talk about today. And before we get right into that, allow me to play for you a welcoming song by Lionel Richie. It's not easy like Sunday morning. No, not today. Not today. So today, we are going to listen to Love or Love. So it is a song by Lionel Richie to officially welcome us to the crossover on this beautiful Sunday, where we are also celebrating, you know, Africa Day. I even forgot to look for this year's theme. I saw it last week, but then it has now like slipped my mind. But I remember, yes. Huh? Is it the one? Revisiting our history, shaping our future. There's one that I saw, which was talking about, the Africa we want, something like that. I don't know where I saw that. I don't know where I saw that. Yeah. But it looks like, the theme for this year's Africa Day is revisiting our history, shaping our future. Apparently. Okay. So, but I saw something about, you know, the Africa we want and the women, something, something. But yeah. Either way, here is Lionel Richie. Or love.
Show
or love.
The world and all its people all the wonders love can bring. Give us strength and understanding. Give us all one song. to see. Let the music play. Play it loud and make it clear. It's time to stand up to a new world that is now so near. All the walls are falling down. No more children off to war. If we search in our hearts, all the suffering will be no more. Children, let them see your love. Oh, love, what a blessed thing. Oh, yeah, say it loud. Make it.
Love or love. It is Sounds of Lionel Richie, you know, starting off this beautiful, beautiful Sunday for us with this lovely song titled Love or Love. And I hope you enjoyed that one just as much as I enjoyed it too. You know, sometimes when I'm playing music for you, I'm also, you know, listening to the music and I also enjoy it. It's actually very, very nice. Yeah. So if you just tuned in, good afternoon to you and welcome to the crossover. And on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, we are going to be, you know, talking about self-confidence, right? Self-confidence. That is what we are going to talk about. So we are now going to, you know, dig a bit deeper as to what self-confidence is. And not just self-confidence, but genuine self-confidence. What is it? Is it simply believing in yourself, or is there more to it? Right? Is it about being perfect or accepting imperfections? What is self-confidence, actually? So self-confidence is an attitude about your skills and abilities. So it means you accept and you trust yourself and have a sense of control in your life. So you know your strength and your weaknesses very well, and you have a positive view of yourself. So you set realistic expectations as well as goals. You communicate assertively, and you can also handle criticism. So that is self-confidence. Because if I have to start off on the last part where it says you can handle criticism, if I have to start off right there, if you find yourself, you know, not taking criticism in a good way, especially if it comes from maybe a supervisor at work or a coworker, you know, who criticizes you on how you do your work, and you can't handle it, you know, you don't take it well, that could actually be a sign that you don't have self-confidence, right? So you yourself, you are not having a positive view about yourself, and probably you don't know your strength. You also don't know your weaknesses very well. So if I have to come to you and, you know, I criticize you probably on a weakness that you are not aware of, you will take it in a very bad way. It is not going to be on a good note. As to when you are self-confident, and you know very well that, you know, my strength is to do A, B, and C. And my weakness, on the other hand, is, you know, D, E, and F. And you are actually, you know, you become very comfortable with your weaknesses, where if somebody has to point them out for you, it is something that you are already aware of. And obviously, it's not going to hit, bad knots in your head or your mind, and now start making you feel like, okay, this person probably made me feel small, or they made me feel like they placed me in a very small box, or they disrespected me. All those negative thoughts that usually come when we are criticized. So self-confidence, it just means that you have an attitude about your skills and abilities. You believe in your, you know, your skills. You also believe in your abilities. If somebody has to tell you, okay, Abigail, I want you to do A, B, and C, and D, you don't have to, you know, go back and ask questions as to, are you sure I can pull this through? Are you sure I'm the right person for this task? You know, but when you are told, okay, go do A, B, and C, and you just say, I, Captain, you know, that means you have, you know, an attitude about your skills and your abilities. You are aware of the skills you have as well as the abilities you can do. So it also means that you can accept and trust yourself, and you have a sense of control in your life, right? Sense of control. What do we mean when we say sense of control in your life? You'll find people who don't have, you know, control when it comes to their lives at all. That could also be a lack of self-confidence, that things are just controlled for them in their life. They themselves, they can't take sense of, you know, controlling their life. And that can be a big problem. And that's why we are going to have this conversation today as to why we need, you know, to have self-confidence as individuals at the end of the day. It is very important because it leads to a lot of things at the end of the day. You will find yourself having a sense of control in your life, whereas if you are asked to do things that you don't want, you will confidently say, no, I can't do this. This is out of, you know, my character, or this is something I do not want to indulge in or involve myself in. You will have a sense of control. as to compare to when you don't have self-confidence. And if anybody says anything to you, you just go with them or you just go with the wind. That is not right. So you also know your strength and you also know your weaknesses. I've mentioned this before. You will know that I am very good at public speaking or I am very good at writing. Or maybe you might, you know, say that your strength is writing, right? You are very good at writing. And then your weaknesses is probably public speaking, you know, standing in front of a crowd and speaking to them. That could be your weakness. So if you become aware of these things, your strength and your weaknesses, well, you could actually become confident within yourself because you will know your skills. You will know your abilities. You will also know where do you have strength? Where are you weak at the end of the day? And then that will lead to you setting realistic expectations as well as goals at the end of the day. So if I have to come to you and criticize you like, nah, what you did there was not right. You know, something in you will also tell you, but no, Abigail is honestly, right or correct about what she is criticizing me on. So probably I need to work, on that. I need to do better. Or I need to find ways on how I can better myself in the area where Abigail was criticizing me. It will not sound as if Abigail is just pinning you down or pushing you into a small box or disrespecting you. No, rather it will be, you know, a criticism that will help you become a better version of yourself at the end of the day. So on the other hand, we have low self-confidence. So loss of confidence might make you feel full of self-doubt, you know, be passive or submissive or have difficulty trusting others. So you may feel inferior, unloved, or be sensitive to criticism. So feeling confident in yourself might depend on the situation. For example, maybe you can feel very confident in some areas, such as academics, but you lack confidence in others, such as, relationships. You find people like that. When it comes to, you know, their academics, they are really confident and they really flourish. To be quite honest, they really flourish. They do very well. You know, they are getting cum laudes. They are graduating with cum laudes. But when it comes to relationships, zero. So you find that other people are confident in other areas and in other situations, they are not confident. So having a high or a low self-confidence is rarely related to your actual abilities. And in mostly, it's based on your perceptions. So perceptions are the way you know, you think about yourself and these thoughts can be flawed. So low self-confidence might stem from different experiences, such as growing up in an unsupportive and critical environment, being separated from your friends or family for the first time, judging yourself too harshly or being afraid of failing. So people with low self-confidence often have errors in their thinking. So all they think about is the errors. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? Instead of what could actually go right? What can I actually achieve? So a lot of us, we find ourselves, you know, really being negative towards ourselves. Not other people, no, but it's ourselves, as we have heard that, you know, having a high or low self-confidence is rarely related to your actual abilities, but it is mostly based on your perceptions. So your perceptions are the way you think about yourself, and these thoughts can be flawed. So if you think of yourself as somebody who is small, who can't, you know, who is unable to do things or achieve things, you know, that is going to lead to you having low self-confidence. And at the end of the day, you will find yourself having trust issues. You all of a sudden start being inferior to others, you know, your colleagues, your loved ones, your friends. You also start being passive, or you become submissive. A lot of things can actually go wrong when you have low self-confidence. So I am actually, you know, really glad that we are having this conversation. We are understanding, at the end of the day, that it all depends on how you think of yourself. How you think about yourself at the end of the day, that is who you are going to be. So I also wanted to look at, you know, the difference between self-confidence and self-esteem, because a lot of us really usually mix these two up. Other people, you know, they, when they have self-esteem, sometimes they confuse that for self-confidence. And other people who are confident, they also sometimes confuse that, you know, for self-esteem. So let's take a look, or let's listen to the difference between self-confidence and self-esteem before we continue with the conversation. So self-esteem and self-confidence, they are related. They are related, but they are, you know, distinct concepts, where self-esteem is about your overall sense of self-worth and value, while self-confidence refers to your belief in your abilities and competency in specific areas. So with self-esteem, is more about how you feel about yourself as a person, which self-confidence is about how you believe you can perform and achieve things. So self-esteem has to do with who do you think you are? And how do you see yourself as a person or as an individual? Whereas self-confidence is about, can you do that? And how well can you do that? Can you achieve that? And if you achieve that, how are you going to achieve that? So that is the difference when it comes to self-esteem as well as self-confidence. So with self-esteem, this is your general opinion of yourself, which encompasses your feelings of value, you know, your feelings of worth, as well as your feelings of self-love. It develops over time based on your experiences and interactions with others. So a person with high self-esteem generally has a positive view of themselves and their abilities. So when you have high self-esteem, well, you generally have a positive view of yourself as well as your abilities. Whereas self-confidence, this is your belief in your ability to handle specific tasks, you know, situations or goals. It can fluctuate depending on the specific area or situation, as your confidence in one area may not necessarily translate into another. For example, an individual might be highly confident in their writing abilities, but they lack the confidence in their math skill, right? Also, another example that I can give you when it comes to self-confidence is me, right? I think I'm good speaking to people I can't see, like right now behind the mic. I don't see you, but I know you are listening. I believe I am good at that. As to if you have to give me the same mic and I stand in front of an audience, you know, a number of people, whether it's 10 people or 5 people, name it. There, I can tell you that it's a totally different, you know, thing for me. I might pull it, that's for sure, but I will not do it in a justy manner, or I will not give it the justice I would give if I have to sit behind the mic and, you know, and talk, and just knowing or imagining that there are listeners who are listening to me, and they are there, they are listening, right? totally different. So that is also something when it comes to self-confidence, that you will have confidence as a person, but the confidence in areas of your life, it will be different, very different. So you find others who are, you know, very confident when it comes to writing, you know, just writing and maybe communicating through writing. They are very good at that. I think another example that I can give is also people who text a lot. You will find that they are really good at texting, exchanging messages. But when it comes to a phone call where you have to speak with them, you know, they will not be as confident as they are when it comes to messaging, you know, writing or typing messages. So there are different areas when it comes to, you know, confidence. So you will find yourself being confident in another area, and another area will lack. It is 12 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. And if you just tuned in while you are listening to the crossover, where we are talking about self-confidence, right? And now let's talk about, you know, the roots of self-doubt. So if confidence is the goal, what are the biggest obstacles? Where does self-doubt come from? Is it from past failures? Or is it us comparing ourselves to others? Or is it societal pressures or something else? Where does the roots of self-doubt emanate from? Where do they come from? You know? I think the first thing that I would start off is the impact of social media and the highlight reel effect. We all know that everything on social media, to be honest, seems to be perfect. Like, it really seems like everything is perfect. You know, people just post content that looks like it's flawless. There's no flaws, nothing there. So if you as a person, you already struggle with self-confidence, you will likely to find yourself, you know, developing self-doubt, where you start comparing yourself to these people you are viewing on social media, and not knowing that it is social media. And I can tell you now that social media is not real. People don't share the reality of their lives on social media. No. People just share a reflection of what they want to show you as a viewer. So if you find yourself, you know, going online and being impacted by social media in a sense where you now start comparing yourself and you start doubting yourself, well, let me tell you, things on social media, they are not as real as we think they are. Another point that can also, you know, bring these roots of self-doubt is the negative self-talk. You know, speaking so badly about oneself to themselves is really a terrible idea. It's not good at all. I'm not saying that I don't speak negatively about myself, but I am now very aware of how harming it can be, you know, talking so badly about yourself. It's honestly not a good thing. So when you talk negatively, with yourself, that can actually bring, you know, the root of self-doubt, where you start doubting yourself, you start questioning yourself. Am I good at this? Can I do this? Am I able to do this? Is it for me? Is it, you know, which is not good. So we need to avoid negative self-talk so that we don't find ourselves in a situation where we are now doubting ourselves. Because if you don't believe in yourself as an individual, who do you expect to believe in you? Who? No one. So you need to start believing in yourself as an individual first, and then you can expect others to believe in you as well. So we need to stop having negative self-talk, you know, trashing yourself, telling yourself, I'm nothing but, you know, a piece of meat. I'm nothing but a useless person. You don't do that. You know, start off telling yourself, I'm an angel. You know, I can do this. I am good at this. Okay. See, we have a caller. Afternoon.
Mazuza. Mazuza, ma'am.
Hande, Mazuza, vuti va buena.
Mazuza, hande.
And sha.
Eh, mateni, ma'am, jesa. Thank you very much. Today is Abigail, isn't it?
Yes, today is Abigail.
Today is Abigail. Mm. You know, those names, they have to be respected. I'm talking about the other one now. Because people attach values there.
Mm.
Great value. I'm not saying this Abigail is no value, but I'm talking what I know.
Yeah.
So, yes, very important. Maybe I must just cite something that goes along with what you were saying.
Yes.
When it comes to social media. And this one is actually drawn from the, in fact, it's just from the whole humanity kind of aspect. It says, social media is used to dehumanize others through hate-filled gossip for political motivated character assassination and ferments a culture of utilizing insults as public discourse. And it went on, and they talked about the culture of violence. The culture of the weapons that media sometimes is propagating. Like you say, it is not always a true thing or reality and things like that. So then it also discourages. You know, when you are talking about the root, the source of self-doubt, I was then thinking of issue that is sometimes the people really have this self confidence, and maybe I did not get the difference as much, but of the self confidence and self-esteem.
So self-esteem basically is just how you look at yourself.
Feeling, yeah?
Yes. How you perceive yourself as a person, that is self-esteem.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Self-confidence is, you know, the belief that you hold when it comes to your abilities.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So
you see now? So yeah. You see, and then it's very, very important. Maybe if I ram them together, at least you are able to correct me. And this is exactly what I wrote here. In terms of your feelings, your worthiness, your values, and issues of that nature.
Mm.
Now that you are bringing in the ability. So, you see, at times, the portraying of reality, of issues, for example, and they appear to become real. So people tend to believe things like, no, I cannot do this. I'm unable to do this, unable to study and, you know, get your qualification. And something that you also mentioned very important is the issue of the mental attitude. And it's also written in that article that I'm reading that is written by Advocate Namanji.
Mm.
And, you know, it tells you how you are actually framing your topic there, because like where they were talking about the mental attitudes now, how we view issues, issues of disrespect, if also, you know, not respecting, you know, human dignity, the issues that really the society, because there's a balance, you know, between these moralities, the issues of things like that. So I'm just saying that because if we do not understand the ability, because people have got ability, they have the potential, they have all this talent. And if they doubt themselves that I'm unable to do this, you know, one of them. So he was given a responsibility and said, no, I cannot speak. I'm a Tamara. Oh, I cannot do these things. Hey, but you have that potential. So it's only if we allow self-doubt, like you say, the source are many. Media, ourselves, individual, we discourage people as well. So we create doubt and say, no, the people who are from university graduates, they are what? They have got qualification. For me, if they are unemployed, what about me who is just grade 10 or grade 11? Can you see now that already? Are you there, madam?
I'm here.
But you're not saying something. Now I'm waiting for you to comment before I put on down my telephone.
I'm here.
So now, because this is, I'm just trying to contextualize my understanding of this thing into a topic. And it's very important that why it is us ourselves. We sometimes create doubts, although the sources of that is there are plenty, perhaps. But the one that I think I know and I can remember is the social media. And there are people, ourselves.
Yeah.
So we say now, there's no hope. There's a lot of unemployment, a lot of social, I understand. So people can get discouraged by the way we are framing issues. Do you remember that people are talking about genocide?
Yes.
Genocide, and the Professor Namwandi told the graduate last time, a few days ago, that yes, you can graduate and run to America or Europe to go and contribute there. And he knows what he was talking about. So why? People are now getting into that kind of self-doubt. You know, this, what is it? The other one, is it? All those kind of things that we're talking about. You don't have the self-confidence. You don't know that you have the ability. The little knowledge that you have, whether you acquire them from, you know, informal training structures or wherever, it is enough for you and the energy that you have. Why are you doubting yourself that you cannot do it? You cannot do business, or you cannot, you understand? You can't get married. Can you see all those things? It is the language that you are saying, because you need to have about 20,000 or 50, I don't know how much you spend in the wedding now. If you are to marry. Maybe there
you are mentioning how much Tata Bana?
There are dollar. No, I'm saying you need to have 50,000 before you get married. Before you can have a marriage size.
That is actually nothing.
Are you serious?
That is actually nothing.
If 50, I tell 000. You, is it 50,000.
50,000 was probably back then when you guys were getting married. Not
no.
Now.
If you know the Rodora in Katima.
Yeah.
People can give about, I don't know how many cattle, maybe 20 or 15. And the 20, when the, how much? It's more than that, ne?
It's more than that.
Uh-huh. Now, but one cattle, one ox, or whatever you give there, it is almost 1,000 or 2,000.
Yeah.
So now, if you are to give one in the north, in the Oshiwambo and many other tribes, so you have, if you are to get it, there is this value about 9,000. One oxen. So if you divide that now, that the robora that they use there and the robora they use on the other side, you find out the, in terms of monetary value. So it is more expensive there in Katima.
No, in Katima, it's really expensive. Extremely expensive.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay, if that is the case now, but I know that the way mine was done, it wasn't very expensive.
Mm. Yeah, you guys' but marriages are not that expensive.
It was even very easy. I remember at one place of my father, one of my father's in-law. So we had only, I think that's very expensive. Only Oshiwambo food.
Mm.
No marodu, nothing, no alcohol, nothing was that day. So, but that was not my side. But on my side, it wasn't very much expensive. Maybe it's because we were in communion all the time. We planned together, we organized together, we did everything. You know, this one goes this side.
Yeah.
But anyway, no problem. All I'm saying is that the people also have self-doubt. I need to have $100. I know people can spend now $1 million in wedding. But all I'm saying is that many people really doubt their ability. And this doubt also, it really prevents them from taking opportunity that are coming. Because you are just saying, I cannot do this. I don't. And when you have now a qualification, you sit at home now.
Yeah.
Waiting for the accountant office to open. But you cannot look for the other area where you have the ability and the skills and also maybe some of those kind of areas. So anyway, thank you very much. Because so it has to do with our mental attitude as well. And all these other issues that it can help. Because if we change our mind, our attitude toward life and issue of that nature, and you know, shouldn't be doubting ourselves. So then you find out that, all doors can be opening and things like that. And you explore in a lot of fields and a lot of activity. And then you see that, you are well able to do something. So thank you very much, Madam Boss.
Thank you so much, Uncle.
God bless.
God bless. Four past the hour of five. Good afternoon to you. If you just tuned in, we will go for a short break, a commercial break, and we will come continue on the other side before we go on a musical break. Yeah?
Are you still buying data hoping it will last? Then switch to Paratus. Buying gigabytes is so old school. With our mobile LTE prepaid packages, you take charge. As we invest in time on our network, enjoying the freedom of uncapped data. When you buy a 1-day, 7-day, 14 or 30-day package, you get uncapped data usage. For the duration of the package, no matter how much data you use. Explore our range of Paratus mobile LTE prepaid packages and enjoy the speeds of up to 10 megabytes per second. And most importantly, remove the uncertainty about how long your data will last. Contact us today at 083-300-1000 or visit our website at www.paratus.africa/Namibia. Terms and conditions apply. Always
Paratus. Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Yes, and we continue. Thanks to Uncle Buana for coming through as usual, you know, and just giving a contribution to today's discussion. And if you're just tuned in and you're wondering, what are they talking about? What is happening? Well, we are talking about self-confidence, right? And we are at the part where we are looking at, you know, the roots of self-doubt. Sometimes what brings about, you know, the roots of self-doubt. And I mentioned social media, and you know, the highlight reel effect, which seems to be playing a major role when it comes to individuals start doubting themselves and lacking self-confidence. And I mentioned the fact that social media is not realistic. It's not real. People will never put their sufferings there. People will never put their reality there. I know some they do, but in most cases, I can guarantee you that what people share on social media is just something that they want you to see. So in most cases, it's all good things, you know. Nothing about suffering, nothing about, you know, building in the background. It's not real, to be honest. And I also mentioned about, you know, negative self-talk. Talking badly about yourself as an individual, either to yourself or to even others around you. That is also a root cause of self-doubt. So another thing that also contributes to the roots of self-doubt is, you know, the role of upbringing as well as past experiences. So you find some people, how they were brought up, you know, the upbringing that they experienced is something that is not good. Probably it was abusive, or it was just not supporting them as an individual to become self-confident in life. Because you find some people when they were growing up, maybe they were never complimented, you know, to say, okay, you are doing a good job, you are doing something good, you must continue, you are on the right path, you know, just to try and boost their confidence. You find that people grew up with words like, so you think you can do that? Or do you think you can actually achieve that or do that? That can actually start bringing self-doubt into someone. I remember, in high school, I have a cousin of mine who got so disappointed with her best friend. I remember very well that, that story. So she was in her final year of high school. And she felt like she could do biology on higher level, right? That is how confident she was in herself. And you know, most when you have friends, you share everything, almost everything with your friend, especially your best friend. So apparently she went to her best friend and she told her that, I'm thinking of, you know, doing my biology module on higher level. And apparently the best friend told her that, I don't think you are going to make it. I don't think you are going to pass. I would just advise you to, you know, take it on ordinary level. There you are going to pass it and all that. So she was really disappointed. And she also felt, you know, a sense of self-doubt, even though she had so much confidence in herself that she could actually take the biology module on higher level. But because this person that she trusts so much and their opinion counts or their opinion matters, that can actually be very harmful. And she came to me and she told me, like, you know, I couldn't believe what that girl was responding to me when I told her that I'd like to write a biology on higher level. So that's when I encouraged her, you know what, at the end of the day, the final decision lies with you. You are just, you know, sharing, maybe to hear a perspective from a friend or something like that. But realistically speaking, at the end of the day, you hold the key to decide that I'm unlocking this door and I am going to write this module, on higher level. So sometimes also, you know, past experiences that we experience in our lives, they can also play a huge, you know, a huge, huge role when it comes to us starting to have self-doubt, right? I also remember very well when I enrolled in university. Well, let's go for a commercial break and we will come continue with this conversation on the other side. Don't go away.
JSB, JSB, JSB. JSB. Namibia, it's time to dream big with JSB Sports. The Mega Giveaway 2025 this year with a massive 1 million Namibian dollars in total prizes to be won. Here's how to win. With every losing bet on our sports book of 20 Namibian dollars or more, you're automatically entered into the draw. That's right. Even when luck isn't on your side, you still have a chance to win big. Bank your favorite teams, take your best shot, and let your losses turn into an opportunity for glory. Don't miss out. Visit jsbsports.bet. Place your bets and be part of the action. JSB Sports. Bet with the best.
JSB supports responsible gambling and is not for persons under the age of 18.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Yes. And we continue. We will go for another commercial break in 3 minutes, 2 minutes. But yes, let me just also share an experience, you know, a past experience that I experienced. So when I enrolled at university, I also shared with a friend that, you know, I have enrolled at university. And I've decided that I will go, you know, go and study. And I remember vividly his response was, "Are you going to manage?" I asked, "Am I going to manage in what sense?" "No, if your parents don't have, you know, cattle to support you and provide you at the university, I would advise you to actually forget about that idea." That was so, I don't even know which word to use to describe it, but it was really damaging, to be honest. But because I believed so much in myself, like I think the self-esteem was too high. I honestly didn't take that to heart. I just felt like, okay, it is his opinion and everybody is entitled to their opinion. I am going to do what I think is best for me. And I moved forward with my plan. And I managed. Hey, I managed. And here I am, a whole graduate with a qualification, whereas somebody tried to demean or put the light out, but I didn't allow it. So past experiences like these ones, they can also contribute to the root of self-doubt. At the end of the day, as an individual, you find yourself that you are just doubting yourself, right? You don't believe in yourself because maybe you have been told so many times that I don't think you can do that, or I don't think you will manage, or I don't see you going that route, or I don't see you going there. I don't think so. So sometimes it's also the past experiences that we experience, as well as the upbringing. If you were brought up in an environment where you were always pushed down or pushed aside, never encouraged, you know, never clapped for, you will definitely find yourself issues with self-doubt. Okay? We are going for another commercial break. We will come continue. That is on the other side.
Do you urgently need cash and happen to own a car? Creditors delaying and contractors need to be paid? When life throws you a rainy day, AutoCash got your back. Park your car and get up to 45% of its value within 45 minutes. No payslip, no bank statement, just the car. Moolah when you need it. Call us today on 061-400-676. That is 061-400-676. AutoCash, it's that simple.
Olio mnangeshefa no hara kushivifa oma akuro yo kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enyamukuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita tuimwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa konorahita tu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, neno la no natu. Nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
I almost said en shangwe. Luas vera piri. But yes, we continue. It is now 17 past the hour of 5. Yes, it is a beautiful Sunday. It is Africa Day. Yeah, happy Africa Day to all of us. You know, tuned in, listening. It is our day as a continent, right? To look at how far we have come, and where we have come from. So that is very, very important. And also another last point that could, you know, be the root of self-doubt is just naturally having the fear of failing and also the fear of success, right? So that could also be a contributing factor when it comes to self-doubt, because you find that there are people who really fear failure. And if there's anything that I've learned in this life is that if you don't try something, you will never know the outcome at the end of the day. Whether you are going to fail or you are going to manage, you will never know if you don't try something. So a lot of people are struggling out there with self-doubt just because they have this fear of failing. So what if I apply for a job and they reject my application? That is just yourself thinking. It is not yet confirmed that if you apply, they are going to reject your application. It's just you sitting there and thinking, doubting yourself. So you end up not applying for the job. So you will never know if you stood a chance for the job or not. Fear of failing. Or maybe there's a qualification you would want to, you know, add to any qualifications you have or achieve that qualification. But because you have a fear of failing, whether it's failing tests or it's failing, you know, a module and repeating it and all that, you will just decide, no, I don't think I can do this. No, I am not going to do this, actually. And then what does that do to you at the end of the day? It holds you back as an individual. It holds you back as an individual. So it is very important that it, by all means, we avoid things that lead to self-doubt. We really, really need to start you know, becoming confident in ourselves as individuals. Because at the end of the day, if you don't believe in your own abilities, your own skills, who is going to do it for you? There is no one, right? There is no one. So me as Abigail, I need to be confident in the fact that I can sit behind the mic and host a show for listeners to listen. They can, you know, they will be entertained from that particular show. They will be informed. They will be educated. I need to be confident in that skill because I am the one who has that skill, right? I cannot expect the likes of Uncle Bwana having, you know, belief in that ability to say, no, we actually believe in you, Abigail. You can do that. No, it has to start with me, right? So whatever comes from you as listeners to say, Abigail is actually capable of, you know, doing a great show. That is just you adding on top of whatever I already believe in. So we really, really need to start believing in our abilities at the end of the day, because nobody else can have that confidence in you if not you. I hope I am making sense. I really hope so. Because, you know, English has a tendency of mixing up a meaning, right? So I hope I am really making sense on this one. So we really need to do away with self-doubt, finding ourselves being inferior, finding ourselves comparing ourselves to others, you know, or societal pressures. We also need to do away with that. But one thing I can tell you is that this generation of people, my generation, one thing I've realized is that we do not subscribe to societal pressures. We don't, to be honest. And I really applaud our generation for that, because societal pressures, sometimes they can also really, you know, push a person into doing things they are not supposed to do. Just because society has been doing it, society is expecting that of you as a person, or of you as being part of society. And then now you feel like, oh, you have no choice, but you have to do it as well. This generation does not do that. If anything, we are doing things, number one, on our pace. We are doing things, number two, because we want to do them. You don't find this generation getting married because getting married is a norm. We don't do that. You don't find this generation having kids because having kids is expected by society from us. We don't do that. If anything, we are now having kids because we want to have kids. And we are financially aware that if I bring this child into my life, I will be able to take care of it. So it's fine. I will have this child, or I will have these kids. We do not subscribe to societal pressures anymore, to be honest. We don't. And I love it for us. It is really a great era, you know, to live in. Experience this. I'm happy. Now let's go for a musical break before I get too excited and talk about our generation that is really doing amazing things. We are not subscribing to societal pressures, where people are expected to get married as soon as they are 20 or 20 something and start reproducing to have families. We don't do that here. No. We are doing things that we want to do. Yeah? Lionel Richie, Do It To Me One More Time. I love this one. I hope you will enjoy it.
Girl, you're such a bad thing, standing there all alone, looking so good to me, baby. Can't do no wrong, hey, baby. Put your arms around me, set my world on. There ain't never gonna be nobody like you, baby. Honey, that's no lie, yeah. You put that spell on me, I'll tell you, honey, you know you set me free. Hey, little girl, you know my heart's desires. Come on and give it to me, baby. I can't deny you. Hey, hey, what I'm saying is do it to me one more time. Oh, I'll give you one more chance, this heart of mine. Do it to me one more time, baby. Can't get enough of your love.
enough of your love.
Let's you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Got it, it ain't a question. Oh, it ain't no one for guessing. Show more than emotionally invested. Showing you all my imperfections. Oh, if I let you, don't take me for granted. Yeah. If I'm worth more than you could manage, yeah. Open with me, oh, we could be honest. Closer to me, oh, giving me stars. Promise that you won't let me fall. Holding me tight, loving me right, giving me life all night. You could be telling me lies, making me cry, missing my time the whole time. So just be careful what you take for granted. Yeah. 'Cause with me, knew you could do damage. You could do damage. You could do damage. Yeah. Worry about it, I'm putting pressure. You'll only cut me if I let you. No, we ain't doing this just for pleasure. Either learn me or I'm a lesson. Go on, if you want me, don't take me for granted.
we could be whatever you want, call it. Promise that you won't let me fall. Oh, oh, oh. Holding me tight, loving me right, giving me life all night. You could be telling me lies, making me cry, wasting my time the whole time. So just be careful what you take for granted. Yeah. You know you could do damage. You could do damage. You could do damage. Oh, you could do damage. Oh, you could do damage. Yeah. Oh, you could do damage. Yeah. Oh, do damage.
Shifa no hara ku shivifa oma kuro yo kupitira muhori ke radio station ayo Eagle FM enya mukuru olongaha ninge kwatafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konora hitatu imwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116 momberewa konora hitatu natu mbali o hitatu vatatu ne nola no natu ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
I love you.
to you, baby. And I have the strength to carry on. In you have a home, and I never wanna be alone. 'Cause I love me, I love me so.
It is sounds of Toni Braxton on this one titled I Love Me Some Him. And I think I will dedicate this one to all the lovers on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, wherever you are tuning us from. And before this one, her came through with the song titled Damage. And before that one, we had Lionel Richie with Do It To Me One More Time. It is a beautiful Sunday afternoon, so we really have to compliment it with the lovely music. It is also Africa Day. We are celebrating Africa Day today. Don't forget that, right? Now... it's just a few seconds remaining, okay, yes, now I can just say the time. It is now 20 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. And if you just tuned in, welcome to the crossover right here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. The only talk radio in Namibia. And of course, you are with me, Abigail, until 20 minutes from now, where I'll be saying my goodbyes to you, leaving you with Hendy, that is on the Eagle Spot Zone, and he will be with you from the hour of 6 to the hour of 8 o'clock tonight. Yeah? And if you are wondering what is today's discussion, well, today we are talking about self-confidence. And before the musical break, what we were looking at, you know, some things that usually lead to self-doubt or the roots of self-doubt. Because if confidence is the goal, you know, there are obstacles that we usually face as individuals, where self-doubt emanates from or where self-doubt comes from. And this could be, you know, past failures, or just you as a person comparing yourself to others. You know, or just societal pressures, because sometimes, you know, society can put so much pressure, on you as an individual. So a lot of things are actually the roots of self-doubt. I also mentioned the, you know, the impact of social media, how social media impacts you as an individual into now doubting yourself, and also a negative self-talk. Why it is not a good idea to always speak about yourself in a negative manner. And also sometimes it's just, you know, the upbringing we are coming from or the past experiences that can actually lead to, you know, self-doubt, such as critical parents, as well as maybe bullying. You probably experienced bullying that can also play a major role in you, you know, doubting yourself as an individual. And also just the fear of failing. A lot of us really just want to win, win, win. We forget that failing is also existing for a reason. So there is a reason why sometimes in life you have to fail. Probably is to learn and, you know, do better or become better as a person. But there is a reason why failure is part of life. So some of us, we find ourselves, you know, having the fear of failing, and that is not good for you at the end of the day. So we have identified the problem. So now what is the solution, right? What is that you can do as a person, you know, to genuinely build and strengthen your self-confidence? What is it? So the first thing, okay, I see I have a caller. Eagle FM?
No, we agree with you. We are in agreement that we shouldn't doubt ourselves or maybe societal pressure. Yeah, there's sometimes things like that they feel. If you drop out from school, for example, and I know, me, I trust because when I hear now and you look at the situation, it's the young, energetic one who are running some of those companies. Okay?
Yeah.
So they really have the, maybe it's just a matter of encouraging those who are now doubting themselves that, yes, those who are in those hierarchies of institutions
mm-hmm.
are the other ones. They grow until they reach this level. So they shouldn't be doubting themselves, but they just need some kind of motivation, you know?
Yeah.
As you are saying. And without that motivation and all these things, people start to doubt themselves because sometimes the message that we are giving, it's more discouraging, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So thank you very much for the presentation.
Well, thank you so much, Uncle.
Okay, ma.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm. Very true. Self-doubt is self, what is the word? You know, sometimes English can be embarrassing sometimes. You know, when you are trying to say a word and then it just completely disappears from your mouth and then you are just now left there looking like maybe you don't know what you want to say, you know. But in actual fact, it's just that the word just disappeared. It flew from your vocabulary. Yeah. So, self-doubt is actually self-harming. When you are doubting yourself, all you are doing is harming yourself. So let's stay away from it. Let's avoid it at all cost. Stop doubting yourself. Even when you feel in doubt, just try to find a way to encourage yourself at the end of the day. So now let's look at how we can, you know, build as well as strengthen our self-confidence. So the first tip is to recognize and emphasize your strength. Reward and praise yourself for your efforts as well as progress. So it is very important to recognize and emphasize your strength. I could give you a story on, you know, when it comes to recognizing and emphasizing your strength. So late last year, I got invited to a written test for the first time. So I applied for this job and I was, you know, I got an invitation for a written test. And when I got to the venue of the written test, I couldn't believe the number of people that were there, to be honest. We were a lot. We were more than 50, to be honest. Maybe we were even close to, I don't even know, maybe 70 there, if I'm not exaggerating. But we were really a lot. They even had to split us, I think, into three rooms, you know, just to write the test. So when I came out, I remember when I got the question paper first of that test, I said, there is no way I am going to pass this test. It was out of 100 marks. It was three questions. Yes. So the first question was 40 marks and the other two questions were 30 marks each. And I remember when I saw that question paper, I told myself, there is no way I'm going to pass this test. I might as well just get up and, you know, just leave the venue so I don't have to waste my time. But then something in me just told me, but you can just try, you know, just try. You have nothing to lose here. The hour was, the test was an hour. And I decided to, you know, try. You know, and I wrote the test. I tried. And then, shocking enough, I was called for the oral interview. Okay? That's when I actually recognized, you know, my strength. That you are actually capable. I think you just don't give much credit to yourself. And in that very moment, to be honest, honestly shaped, you know, the manner or the way that I look, about myself, or in the manner that I carry myself, or how I think about myself. It totally changed everything. Because in that number of all those people who went for that written test, only 8 of us were chosen for the oral interview. And I already felt like I had won, to be honest. Even though I didn't pass the oral interview, I never got the job. But I can tell you now that I really felt like I won. Merely because I passed that test that I never, ever, ever thought or pictured I was going to be able to pass. So it is very important in life to recognize and emphasize your strength, and also rewarding and praising yourself for your efforts and progress. Because I really put effort in that test, right? You know, I could have stood up, I could have walked away, but because something in me told myself, you are stronger than standing up and walking away. Do this. You never know. And I did it. So let's also build, or let's, you know, plant the seed of praising ourselves as an individuals, you know, for the efforts we do on a daily basis, as well as the progress that we do on a daily basis. Another tip is that when you stumble on an obstacle, treat yourself with kindness and compassion. Don't dwell on the failure. Very, very important. When you hit a stumbling block, it's very important that you need to tell yourself that this is not the end. This is not where I finish or I stop. This is just a stumbling block, and I am going to move past this. I will be able to move past this stumbling block, because it's okay to fail in life. That's why failure is part of life. It is okay to fail in life. Don't dwell on failure. Another tip is to set realistic and achievable goals. Always, always advise you on this one. Do not expect perfection. It is impossible to be perfect in every aspect of life. So it is very important that you set realistic and achievable goals, because you need to also realize that there's time involved. There might also be money involved when you are setting goals that you'd like to achieve. So be realistic when you are doing this. If you want to buy a house, you need to be realistic as to when do you think you can acquire this house or a car, or, you know, maybe study or take yourself on a trip. You need to be realistic when it comes to, you know, setting goals. And also another tip is to slow down when you are feeling intense emotions, and think logically about the situation. It's very important. There are times in life where you will feel like, maybe I am moving too fast. I need to slow down, right? Because I am just rushing into doing these things and it's not logical. So you need to think logically about the situation, slow down. When you are feeling that, okay, this is not the pace I'm supposed to be walking on or running on. I am actually walking faster than I'm supposed to, or I'm actually running faster than I'm supposed to, and my heart is gonna stop if I don't stop. So you need to do that. Slow down and also think logically about the situation. Another tip is to challenge making assumptions about yourself, people, and situations. Yeah, no. There are times when I still find myself, you know, making assumptions. And in most cases, it's when I'm having a conversation with my friend, and she would always, you know, let me know on the fact that, okay, you are now assuming, you know, whether it's a situation or it's a person, or it's people, she would always, always tell me, okay, you are now assuming, and that is wrong. It's not right. So you need to challenge making assumptions about yourself. Even you yourself as an individual, you shouldn't do, you know, assumptions on yourself. It's wrong. if you didn't try to do something and you're just assuming, please don't do that. So you need to challenge yourself when it comes to assuming whether it's about yourself, other people, other situations. And another tip is to, you know, recognize that past negative life experiences do not dictate your future. If you failed at some point in life, in your past life, that does not mean you are going to fail again. No. If anything, you need to understand that, you know, we go through different life experiences, but they do not detect that that is your future. No ways. And also another tip is to express your feelings, beliefs and needs directly and respectfully. If you feel that there is a need that you require, you know, from, a friend or a partner or, you know, or somebody or a colleague, a coworker, you need to learn how to express your feelings, directly and respectfully. Right. Last but not least, learn to say no to unreasonable requests. Let's go out tomorrow for lunch. And you know, you don't have money for lunch. And the only money you have is to probably buy something in your, for your house, or you completely don't have money for lunch. And you, because you don't know how to say no, you will go for lunch and go spend maybe taxi money to work. And then you don't have taxi money anymore because you just don't know how to say no. Now you have to start borrowing money around, asking for money. Please borrow me 300. 300 that you were having because you just don't know how to say no. You went for lunch, even though you knew the only money you have is the 300 for taxi for this week until payday. So learn to say no to unreasonable requests, right? Learn to say no. Or if it's somebody who's just approaching you, they are asking for money and that's the last money you have, be logical and say, no, I can't, unfortunately, because this is the only money, that I have. And if I give you, I will not have any money, unfortunately. So in a nutshell, these are a few tips that you could implement. You know, to try and genuinely build and, you know, strengthen your self-confidence. It is 5 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. I believe this is where I say my goodbyes to you. I hope, the conversation was, you know, educative, entertaining. And it was also lovely. You enjoyed it. I will see you next Sunday. Like I said, this is the last Sunday in the month of May. So next Sunday, we are going to be in a new month. It's going to be a new month. So from me, Abigail, it is adios. Enjoy the rest of your week. I know majority of you guys are not going to work. You'll just be home, relaxing, enjoying the holidays. So it's tomorrow, Monday, it's Wednesday, it's Thursday, all holidays. So people will only go to work on Tuesday as well as Fridays. I'll be leaving you with the sounds of Luther Vandross on this one, titled Amazing. Bye-bye.
Sad day or minute have I had since you've come my way. You know I'd gladly go anywhere you take me. It's so amazing to be loved. I'd follow you to the moon and the sky above. Tell you how
as I can be. You have come and it's changed my whole world. Bye-bye, sadness. Hello, mellow. What a wonderful day. It's so amazing to be alive. I follow you to the moon and the sky above. And it's so amazing, amazing. I could stay forever, forever. Here in love and believe you never. Cause we've got amazing love. Truly it's amazing, amazing. Love brought us together. I would leave you never and never. Yes, we've got amazing love. So amazing, and I've been waiting for a lover like you.
It's so amazing to be loved. I follow you
to the moon
and the sky above.
Oh, it is so, so,
it's so amazing to be loved.
To the moon
and the sky.